President Trump's top economic advisor said today that Hong Kong may now need to be treated like China. Larry Kudlow said Hong Kong will not get any special treatment when it comes to trade. That's because of China's move to enact a new law that would undermine the city's autonomy. Washington does give special treatment to Taiwan, even though the Chinese Communist Party sees the island as a renegade province and an integral part of China. But now Beijing is updating its plans for Taiwan. As the world's Patrick Wynn explains, it comes down to one word.
Chinese communist officials, when they talk about Taiwan, they have a go-to phrase, peaceful reunification. But at a big party meeting last week, there was a slight detour. The Chinese premier, Li Keqiang, mentioned reunification, but he dropped the word peaceful. And it wasn't a flub. China's officials aren't like Americans. They don't just riff on the mic.
They're pretty meticulous about these things. And this was a point they wanted to get across to the international community.
That's Professor Nicholas Koo at the University of Otago in New Zealand. He studies the Communist Party closely. And he says this missing word was a way to alert two audiences.
The first one is obviously Taiwan. And the second one is the United States.
A few months back, Taiwan had an election. They have those there. And they elected a woman, Tsai Ing-wen, whose party is pretty adamant that they never, ever, ever want to become part of the People's Republic.
If they were able to paint a picture of a more perfect world, it would include one where Taiwan is independent from mainland China. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
The 24 million people living in Taiwan do basically live in an independent state. But they're well aware the huge Chinese military is glaring right next door, saying, one day you'll be ours. One reason Taiwan hasn't been swallowed up by China is the U.S. sells it high-tech weapons, which China hates. Here's Chinese media last year after a huge missile sale.
The ministry is also calling on the U.S. to cut military ties with Taiwan in all forms. It says the Chinese army has the confidence and ability to destroy any action aimed at Taiwan's secession from China.
These days, China probably has enough military power to back up that bravado, if it wants to. All the while, Ku says, U.S. leaders, Democrats and Republicans, seem more keen to get tough with China.
There's a broad consensus in the United States to push back against the expansion of Chinese power in East Asia.
Just listen to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said earlier this year, the war on terror is still going.
But times move on, and while we still have to be enormously vigilant about terror, there's still challenges all across the world. The Chinese Communist Party presents the central threat of our times.
Professor Ku says, given all this, China's Taiwan statement makes more sense.
It's no surprise that you get a response in terms of the Chinese omitting the word peaceful.
And there's one other thing going on right now. Hong Kong. Hong Kong is just semi-autonomous from China, but getting less independent all the time. Beijing just passed a law to weed out separatists there. They have a loose definition of that word, separatist, but it seems clear it's aimed at rallies like this. That was posted on Twitter by a Hong Kong journalist. It's people shouting for independence. A fringe view, but it's out there. Chinese state media this week said, when we do take over Taiwan, we're going to face, quote, similar issues to Hong Kong, separatism and anti-China proxies controlled by foreign forces. Again, here's Professor Ku.
It's been a public relations disaster for the People's Republic of China in Hong Kong. It certainly sends a far from positive signal for Taiwan. And that's just the bottom line.
Taiwan's president is also connecting Hong Kong's protest to her island's struggle. She just announced that her government is happy to welcome any Hong Kongers fleeing to Taiwan as their uprising carries on. For the world, I'm Patrick Wynn.